Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Fem Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Major storm, Senator confirmed. I'm Elliot Francis. Residents in the Northeast this morning are bracing for what could be the biggest snowfall of the season. The forecast so bad it's forced New York and Boston to close their public schools. Reid Binion reports.
A winter storm warning is in effect from midnight tonight until 6 p.m. Tomorrow night.
Officials in New York urging residents to heed warnings about the snowstorm bearing down on the Northeast. The snowstorm also hitting Massachusetts, where icy roadways were already causing road closures and wrecks on Wednesday. Boston's mayor underscoring the seriousness of the coming storm.
This actually might be the biggest one my administration has encountered.
Connecticut's governor also highlighting the storm's magnitude.
This is a serious challenge when you talk about 8 to 14 inches, particularly at that 12 to 14-inch range.
I'm Reid Binion.
The Senate has confirmed Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions to be the next U.S. Attorney General. Officials say the 52-47 vote made along party lines. I'm Elliot Francis. The president is deriding Nordstrom department stores for pulling his daughter's clothing line. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Days after Nordstrom announced it was no longer carrying her clothing brand, the president tweeted that Nordstrom was treating his daughter unfairly and called it terrible. Then the official White House POTUS Twitter feed retweeted Trump's tweet. This raised questions about whether he was using his office to benefit a family business. Press Secretary Sean Spicer defended the president.
For someone to take out their concern with his policies on a family member of his is not acceptable, and the president has every right as a father to stand up for them.
Nordstrom officials said this was purely a business decision, that sales of Ivanka Trump's clothing line had sagged. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
A ruling is expected soon, possibly as early as today, from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on whether to reinstate President Trump's travel ban. You recall a three-judge panel from the appellate court heard arguments on that case Tuesday. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, hope you had the chance to enjoy the record warm temperatures yesterday because they are now long gone. We're getting rain this morning, which may mix with a little snow in places before it all ends by midday. And then it's going to fall into the 20s tonight with gusty winds. The full WMAL Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. The Maryland Senate is set to vote on the resolution today to allow the Attorney General to sue the federal government.
The resolution, which was approved by a 9-3 margin in committee yesterday, would allow Attorney General Brian Frosch to sue over concerns about President Trump's administration without first getting permission from Governor Larry Hogan. Environmental and health care advocates testified in favor of the resolution. They expressed concerns over potential repeal of Obamacare and actions that could harm the Chesapeake Bay. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. region's only going to keep growing, and with it, more people will come, more jobs.
If you think traffic's bad now,
we project an additional 1.5 million more residents between 2015 and 2045.
But outside of more cars, it'll also mean more jobs, says Council of Government's Executive Director Chuck Bean.
Our forecasts are for an additional 1.1 million jobs
by 2045. As usual, the advice is to not rely on the federal government, but leverage it.
We need to diversify from that federal presence into cybersecurity, biohealth, etc.
He says D.C. has a leg up over San Francisco, Boston, and anywhere else.
We have the highest level of educational attainment in the country.
At 49%. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal grand jury has indicted an NSA contractor on charges that he stole reams of highly classified documents. 52-year-old Harold Martin is now facing 20 counts of willful retention of national defense information. Prosecutors say Martin kept those stolen documents in his home and in his car. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 20,054, the NASDAQ at 5682. Sports, the Wizards beat Brooklyn. College basketball, George Mason and Navy win. AUGW and Virginia Tech lose. Hockey, the Caps host Detroit tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia, wet pavement right now. No problems reported. Take you into the Laurel area. Crash. Cleanup tow truck is on the scene on 197 Laurel Bowie Road at Merkirk Road. That puts it just north west of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So do watch for a cruise at the scene there on 197. On 95-29, no problems down through to the Beltway. 270 off to a good start. And keep in mind the wet pavement could possibly have some slick spots as well as you travel this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's mainly a liquid event here in the district. It points just to the north. Rain mixes with changes over to brief period of snow before ending as we head on through this morning. And then we'll fall to near 40 degrees this afternoon, and those falling temperatures being accompanied by some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 46 in Alexandria, 43 in Greenbelt, 46 degrees in Washington. Our region braces for a day of heavy snow and wind. It's just not this region. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. We're up and at them this morning here at Mornings on the Mall. It's time for you to get up and do as well. We'll give you all the information you need to know about the weather, which is looking like in the D.C. area, mostly a rain event. But if you're going north, you could face some trouble. We'll have all of that you need to know coming up at 5:35. We'll check in with Ray Stajic for an extended discussion of the weather. Janice Dean will join us at 6:45. And then at 7:05, we're going to talk to Captain Chuck Nash about military readiness. Are we ready if we need to use our military? And there's some concerning statistics out there. 7:35, we'll talk to A.B. Stoddard from Real Clear Politics. Check in with Tucker Barnes around 7:45. And then at 8:35 this morning, it is Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson, and I'm once again very happy to be joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary. Good to have you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Great day because, you know what? We didn't have to drive here in snow.
That's right. It just so far rain, but we'll keep an eye on it. We'll let you know what's going on. Listen, we want to ask you this question. Who in the media do you trust these days? I think it's a pretty fair question. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And I raise this because there are a couple of new polls out that suggest that President Trump is more popular than the media and more trustworthy, for sure. Here is the poll shows that 49% of those surveyed in a recent poll found that they found that President Trump was truthful. Yet only 39% of those surveyed felt that the media are truthful. So who do you trust in the media these days? Obviously, of course, you trust me and the folks.
I was just going to say you, of course.
We're not looking for a pat on the back here.
No, you are.
No, we're not. No. Well, I mean, it's okay if you want to say nice things about it. We'll never turn that away. But I mean, really, what I'm wondering is, you know, when you want to get the straight poop from somebody, you want to know really what's going on, who do you trust? Is there anybody out there? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. You know, look, there are some people in this town that I think get it right a lot. And I have some favorites, and they're personal favorites. James Rosen over at the Fox News Channel, a guy who calls it right up the middle, and I always find his reporting to be accurate and on board. I really like Byron York, who was with us yesterday from the Washington Examiner. Sarah Westwood, also from the Washington Examiner, somebody who seems to get it right an awful lot from the way I understand it. So there are some people out there, if you look, that you know still have, that you can consider, I think, quite trustworthy to give you the straight stuff. But there are a lot of people these days, when I watch the news, I'm just like, well, just example, everywhere you go, you hear it talked about an immigration ban.
Right,
The president's immigration ban. No, there are restrictions. And only a small number of people are being told they can't come here. And it's not a permanent ban. It's a temporary ban for a very small number of people. So I don't think that's a fair assessment of the description.
Right.
Maybe it's a shorthand description, but it's inaccurate. And every time you say that, you reinforce with the American people the idea that, well, people can't travel to the United States right now, and nothing could be further from the truth. So I look for those people who find the nuance, who understand, you know, the things that are important in a story, and who don't just, you know, jump on board with everybody else and run with the pack. Those are the things that I look for. But who in the world do you look to when you really want to get it straight? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Mary?
Well, here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I don't look to particular people. That's not what I do. I find myself, I like to take in a variety of sources of news. So when I'm getting up in the morning, I have the TV on in the background, I'll go to a couple of different things. I flip through, you know, MSNBC, Fox. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking for local news, I go to the local channels, but I'll flip through them. And I think it's really important to go to a variety of sources.
Yeah, you're right.
In order, and I don't trust one, there's not like one particular reporter that I say, oh, I really like that reporter. I try to take everything that everyone says with a grain of salt and come to my own conclusions. And honestly, being informed is hard, and that's why so many people aren't.
Yeah, it is hard to be informed, and some people don't like to hear other viewpoints, and that makes it, you know, I think that contributes to what we call the very bipartisan nature of the echo chamber right now.
The bubble.
Yeah, that you hear things that you want to hear, but don't listen to the other side. And I try to always listen. I may not agree. Maybe it's because I was a reporter in this town for so many years that I have seen it firsthand, where I would go to an event and I would cover it, and then I would go and look at my competitors to see how they covered it. And there were times when I actually couldn't believe we'd covered the same event.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so shocking to me how dramatically different the reporting was.
Well, the who, what, where, why, when is gone.
Mm.
Everything now is through an opinion lens.
Yeah.
So
through the why. Why? Everybody's got an opinion about why something
there
is
you
happening.
Go.
Or how something is going on. But the basic who, what, when, where, that's all pretty basic stuff. It's always the why that is the more complex of the questions.
Good point.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Who do you trust these days when it comes to the media? Keith in Winchester, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mary. I have something a little unusual. I trust the British press generally more than I trust the American web press. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Not only do they have a different viewpoint, but more importantly, they cover a lot of things that the American press simply refuses to cover.
And can you give
what you say? It's what you choose to report on in the first place.
Well, you're right about that, Keith, because one of the ways bias creeps into reporting in a news organization is in the decision process on what stories you're going to cover.
There you go.
You know, what you cover, so you got 1,000 stories out there you could do, and you've got not 1,000 reporters, so you got to pick and choose the stories you think are most important to the most number of people.
Yep.
And that selection process, if it's not fair and balanced, then what you end up doing is you end up covering stories that bring a slant to the entire organization simply by cherry-picking the stories that you think are important. That's right. That's very important.
So maybe the editor is more important than the reporter.
Well, at least as important. At least as important. And you got to, and that's important to point out, that you have to trust the organization and their judgment about what is news, not just the reporter who goes out and covers it.
I don't think anybody trusts, in general, quote-unquote, news anymore.
Yeah, I know. I've never seen the opinion of the press corps held in any lower standard than it is now. How about Dan in Harper's Ferry? What do you think? Who do you trust when it comes to the media?
I used to say you could never trust a politician, but these days I find there are a few politicians that I trust way more than any TV media news sources. And also that when it comes to most, conservative outside media news sources, so to speak, or secondary news sources, are way more accurate most of the time than the mainstream TV news sources or what they consider liberal secondary media news sources.
Yeah, so you go to some politicians that you trust and believe that you're getting it straight from them, right?
Oh, yeah, there's some good, morally sound politicians that are on the level in, these days, and used to not could find that anywhere, but these days
Who do you trust? Who do you put in that category? Because for a second there, I was trying to discern if you were being sarcastic or serious.
No, I was being serious. There's some morally sound politicians. Ted Cruz, for one. I would take Donald Trump at his word because his actions have proven that when he says he wants to do something or is going to try to do something, he does his best to come through. Paul Ryan would be another one. There's a few and far between, but there are some politicians that are honest.
All right. Thank you much for that. Greatly appreciate it.
Interesting.
Listen, we want to know who it is that you trust in the media these days, because we are finding, according to the new survey, that only 39% of Americans believe the media are generally truthful. So if there's that feeling out there, nearly 40% of Americans feel that the news media are not truthful. Is there anybody out there that you find truthful and trustworthy? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and this morning we get up watching the roads closely. We have the rain, the wet pavement for the most part here close to town. We're watching farther north and points to the west as well for possibly some slick spots, so be careful. This morning on 270, started off here passing the Monocacy in Urbana with a little bit of volume. In Laurel, 197, Laurel Bowie Road, just west of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway at Merkirk Road. Crash cleanup continues. You can get through, just a brief delay. Just keep that in mind as you're in that area. Through Annapolis and Bowie, 50, your lanes are open and good through town. Through Chevrolet, Riverdale, Southeast, Southwest Freeway, no early troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com with WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Well, let me see if I can put you to rest here. If you're in the district, the chances are this is largely going to be inside the district, largely a rain event. 90% chance of rain today. If there's going to be snow in our area, it will be less than an inch of snow. And we are seeing, for example, north of here near Frederick and points due north, that there are a flake or two falling, and it is sticking to the grass, but that's about it. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, gusty winds, a low of 24. Tomorrow, sunshine early, becoming cloudy later in the day, 41. Saturday, in the mid-60s. Sunday, in the mid-60s, and looking pretty good right now. And currently, this tells you a lot about why it's going to be a rain event here in the district. Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
517 on WMAL. So we're asking you this question. Who in the media do you trust? Because a new survey says that 49% of Americans find that Donald Trump is truthful. And 39% of those find that the media are not truthful. So here's the thing. Only 39% believe the media are truthful, which means that roughly 61% do not. Here's another survey, by the way, that's interesting, and you haven't heard this on many of your mainstream media news sources. Reuters did a poll, and they found that 50% of registered voters now approve of Donald Trump's
performance.
Get
thus far.
Out.
50%. Now, how many other stories have you seen that would suggest that, you know, half of Americans like what they're seeing from this president? You don't get that sense from watching the mainstream media or reading the mainstream media, do you?
And you're not going to. You know, I think most people who are Trump supporters, who voted for the guy, who want to see him do well, realize that for the next 4 years, he's going to be the devil incarnate. No matter what he does, is going to be wrong. And like somebody said, he could walk on water and the media will say that Trump can't swim.
Yeah, that's right. Well, 47% do disapprove. We're in a very polarized time.
He's only been president for, 3 weeks?
Yeah, but still, that's pretty. He was underwater there for a little while. And here's the other thing about that statistic, which is interesting. 3% of Americans have mixed feelings. I mean, what that tells you is you either like him or you don't like him, and very few people are sort of about the guy. So there's that. That was a poll of 5,800 registered voters. Reuters found that 50% of registered voters approve of Donald Trump's performance, something you don't hear. So when you want to get it straight, where do you turn? Craig in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Yes, hi. I wanted to also mention One America News, or OAN, and I like Liz Wheeler on there, and then also Newsmax. You guys didn't mention them either, so I was wondering what you guys thought about those two news sources.
Yeah, you know, I don't have strong feelings either way there. What about you, Mary?
I've been on Newsmax, so...
Yeah.
I did a stint on there for a while, and I found, I mean, listen, no matter what, and Newsmax, you got to remember, is opinion. It's not news reporting. It's opinion.
Right.
And I think the line between, and if you're just talking news, I think we need to make that clear. Are we talking news source, or are we talking opinion? Now, some people will go to opinion as their source of news.
Well,
and that's okay.
I could talk about this endlessly, because I was a guy who had to make a decision about that when I decided to come to work here at WMAL almost 7 years ago.
Okay.
I was a straight-up news reporter, and I did that. You know, I tried to play it up the middle for all the years that I was a reporter. And then I made a decision when I was asked, you know, would you like to come to work at WMAL? Was I ready to offer opinion? And I had to think about that for a while. Was I ready to move into the world of opinion? Because I feel, and I'm sort of odd in this way, I think it seems these days, that if you're going to be a straight-up reporter, you try to play it up the middle. You do your very best to give both sides of the story, or as many sides of the story as there are. Sometimes there are more than two. But when you go into the world of opinion, you're offering your thoughts about what you think is right and what you think is wrong, and you're giving an analysis from a point of view that offers your opinion. Then I think you have to declare yourself to be an opinion giver and not necessarily a straight-up-the-middle journalist. And you can't go back.
Right.
I don't think you can go back. So I made that decision, and I understand, you know, when I give you what I think is going on, I'm giving you some analysis based on my experience, but I'm also offering you my opinion, and you need to clearly identify it as such. That's the problem. Not a lot of people identify their opinion as opinion. More ahead, it's 522.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
You don't know me, but it's possible we've met before. Growing up, my dad worked for the NSA. I live just down the street from the Naval Academy. Security is in my blood. It's certainly in my heart. I'm Jim Callahan with Ackerman Security Systems. Over the past 50 years, we've quietly become one of the top home security providers in America. We believe in one simple thing, providing the very best security at a very fair price. There's just no need to pay $40 or $50 or more every month for home security. Ackerman Security is literally half the cost of the big national guys, but it is actually the only security company in America that offers a guaranteed response time. Ackerman protects over 1 million men, women, and children, businesses, and families, just like yours and mine. And we've done it by saving each and every one of them hundreds of dollars every year. Ackerman is committed to being the official security provider of the D.C. metro area. We are right down the street and would love to find out more about you. Call 888-999-1070 or at AckermanSecurity.com.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store, when you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze and brings the showroom to you. 12 months, same as cash. Free installation sale going on now. Go to 50floor.com.
Interest will be charged for 12 months, same as cash. Promotion of account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur.
It is 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Laurel on 197, Laurel Bowie Road at Markirk Road. That puts it just northwest of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Still watch at a tow truck on the scene of the crash cleanup. Last check, you can get by. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the exit ramp from southbound BW Parkway to merge onto the Beltway. Had a report of a minor incident broken down on the George Washington Parkway southbound before you get to the exit for Reagan National Airport. Watch, that was reported along the right side. No problems right now around the Capitol Beltway. For the most part, wet pavement. Can't rule out some slick spots. And from the west, 66. Good start here as we push through Centerville to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air will get here, eventually rain mixing with and maybe a period of snow briefly before ending. Less than an inch of snow accumulating, most likely on grassy surfaces. Better chance of accumulating snow off to the north. Windy at times and temperatures falling to near 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it's 43 degrees. The rain's sort of coming to a close here, at least in the District of Columbia right now, for the foreseeable future. We'll keep you up to date on that, the weather forecast, and we'll talk to Ray Stajic in just a few moments to get the real read on what's going on. So we're talking about the media, and who do you trust in the media right now? Only 39% of Americans find the media to be trustworthy. How about you, Mike in Hughesville? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Good morning. I tell you, if I had to be honest, thinking about it, it's mostly women, like the women reporters of Fox, Catherine Heritage, the other
Catherine Heritage, yeah.
And Katie Pavlich, Martha McCallum seems to be a straight shooter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the only on the liberal side of the thing.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think she's a straight shooter on the liberal side, but I just like it, my news, you know, as it is.
All right. Listen, I appreciate that. I'll tell you somebody who's a good one. It's A.B. Stoddard from Real Clear Politics.
Yes.
Who will join us. See how I did that? He'll join us
at
7:35 this morning to talk about all that's going on with the confirmation battles. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Oh, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 4444. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this weekend to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 4444. That's proflowers.com, code 4444.
If you have aortic stenosis, you may have heard about TAVR, a minimally invasive treatment option that does not require open heart surgery. The Inova Heart and Vascular Institute has one of the fastest growing TAVR programs in the country, and we're able to consider patients at all levels of surgical risk, including low risk patients to whom the procedure was previously unavailable. Learn more at innovaheart.org/TAVR. Inova, join the future of health.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Where is the snow? We'll talk to Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel coming up in just a moment. Right now, it's 5:30 in the nation's capital, and it's time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It is raining this morning, but in some places to our north and west, there could be up to a few inches of snow as well. From the WMAL Storm Center, schools in Carroll County, Frederick County, and Howard County are all opening 2 hours late this morning. The full forecast is just ahead. But while we're getting mostly rain today, to our north, a very different story.
Folks, please, don't be fooled by the warm weather.
Officials in New York urging residents to heed warnings about the snowstorm bearing down on the northeast. The snowstorm also hitting Massachusetts, where icy roadways were already causing road closures and wrecks on Wednesday. Boston's mayor underscoring the seriousness of the coming storm.
This actually might be the biggest one my administration has encountered.
Connecticut's governor also highlighting the storm's magnitude.
This is a serious challenge when you talk about 8 to 14 inches, particularly at that 12 to 14 inch range.
I'm Reed Binion.
As President Trump awaits an appeals court ruling on the immediate fate of his travel ban order, there is new fallout from his caustic tweets the other day about the federal judge who initially issued the ruling blocking the travel ban.
Those sharp words from the president drawing a rebuke of sorts from his nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch. As he is making the rounds to Democratic senators on Capitol Hill and Republicans as well, he said yesterday he was disheartened by those comments about the president politicizing judges. He said it is simply not right.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's office confirms it has blocked hundreds of people from the governor's Facebook page. A spokesman says those who've been blocked were largely part of an organized effort to force Hogan to denounce President Trump's travel ban. The Washington Post reports, though, that several of those who were blocked deny being part of any organized campaign. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,054, the NASDAQ at 5,682. Sports, the Wizards send the Nets to their 11th straight loss. College basketball, wins for George Mason and Navy, losses for GW, Virginia Tech, and American. Hockey, the Caps take on the Red Wings tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A three-year-old girl killed, a mother filled with guilt because their TV fell on her.
She's gone because my home wasn't safe.
APC 7's protecting you from fatal falls. Watch 7 on your side tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
The president-elect has been shot.
You really think Cyrus has something to do with this?
No one. Outposts.
She's trying to frame me.
Olivia.
I'm gonna dig until I find something.
New scandal tonight on ABC.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 starting off on our normal volume commute here out of Stafford to Aquia. Again, Dale City to the Occoquan. 395, great time to get going here. From the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, I'm not seeing any delays at all. Onto the southeast, southwest freeway lanes open. And for the most part, it's the wet pavement this morning. Keep in mind, though, can't rule out any slick spots as well. That could be a potential. Southbound, George Washington Parkway before you get to Reagan National Airport. They're broken down in the right lane. In northwest, you see on Missouri Avenue at 3rd Street for the crash cleanup. That puts it west of Kansas Avenue and west of New Hampshire Avenue. Again, on Missouri at 3rd. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Expect wet pavement. Eventually, we do get some snow mixing in with the rain and maybe a period of snow on the tail end as we head on through this morning. Overcast and windy and colder temperatures coming in and little, if any, accumulating snowfall. All that will be on off toward the north. Our numbers will fall to near 40 degrees. A cold night tonight, 24. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Woodbridge, 39 in Beltsville, 42 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 537 on WMAL. Good morning. It is time to get up and get at them. And you may be wondering as you get around this morning what's going on with the weather. Hang on in a minute. We're going to check in with Ray Stajic. We'll also check in with Janice Dean later and Tucker Barnes over at Fox 5. But in addition to that, at 7:05 this morning, Captain Chuck Nash will join us to talk about military readiness. A.V. Stoddard on the confirmation battles that are going on. And by the way, we have will have soon a new attorney general to be sworn in this morning. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. We're joined here today by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Happy no snow.
And as we mentioned, on the line right now, Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, Larry.
No, this is Brian. Brian Mary. And Mary, yeah.
Yeah, Mary, Brian,
well,
yeah,
we'll answer anything as long as you call us. Okay.
Okay.
So listen, the snow looks like it is. It's mostly going to be north of here. Yeah. I'm looking around here, and I only see two areas that have decided to delay the opening of schools. Mm-hmm. Frederick County and Howard County have decided two-hour delays.
Right.
And that's because that's about where the only part of our area that's actually getting snow right now.
Yeah, and the truth is we will see snow come down, but temperatures are going to stay above freezing, at least from about the district here, the Beltway, and points south. But as you get into Montgomery and parts of Howard County, we're starting to see just a little snow mixing in with the rain. Right now at Dulles 36, gusty winds, rain, snow being reported. Up near Baltimore, BWI, we've got some rain and sleet. So even in the advisory areas further north, Carroll and northern Baltimore County into areas east
and south, east and north of that. They're probably not going to see a bunch of snowfall, maybe an inch or two.
Yeah.
But most of this is going to run away from us before the colder air gets in.
I was just looking at the radar. It looks like it's the vast majority of the precipitation has moved to the east of us now. Is that right?
Yeah, most of it is. It looks like as I go in a little closer, there's still some leftover precip as you get into Loudoun, Fauquier counties, and Prince William. So this band over the next hour or two most likely pushing through, and that may just about be the end of precipitation. So might get a little slick briefly in spots, but I really think it's going to be as you go probably 20, 30 miles to the north where you'll probably end up with some bigger travel trouble.
All right.
Yeah, and my husband's in New Jersey. He texted me, and he said, because he was up early because they canceled school, and they were predicting blizzard conditions, a foot of snow. And, of course, he woke up to driving rain, and he just texted me. He heard this, and he said they're now at ice. So I, you know, like a combination of rain and ice. So I don't know if that's sleet
or Jersey?
Hail.
Yeah, going north will be tricky, right?
What city? Yeah, going north would be tricky.
Yeah, it's along the Jersey Shore up by Sandy Hook.
So Sandy Hook. Yeah, they're just starting to see the change over there. That is sleet and snow. And now quickly for New York City.
Yeah.
You know, as you get further north, they went from 39 degrees. And rain to snow, moderate snow, and 31 now, all within like 2 hours. So it'll be a quick transition. Blizzard warnings are on Long Island, but winter storm warnings in around most of North Jersey and on into New York City and points north into New England.
And it is impacting a lot of travel. By plane anywhere in the Northeast Corridor, you're going to be facing a lot of cancellations because they don't want to put planes in an area where there could be a lot of snow.
Yeah, especially when you get up toward the tri-state. You get Newark, JFK, LaGuardia, out onto Long Island, Suffolk, a little small airport there. Hartford, as you get near Bradley Field and Logan, Boston, where there's a blizzard warning, too. Lots of cancellations. Travel's going to be tough, not only on the roadways, but also up in the air, too.
I'm also curious about why it is that we've had such unusually warm weather this week. And I'm looking at the forecast for the next couple of days. Looks like it's going to be, again, in the 60s this weekend.
Yeah, I've been asked that question multiple times, and the atmosphere is like a fluid. It'll move along if there's no blocking pattern. And, you know, what sets up a blocking pattern? We don't have time to get into anything like that. But what's been happening is that we haven't been able to sustain the cold. We've been getting cold, these brief bouts of precipitation, and then it's gone away. I mean, quickly by the weekend, as you said, we're back most likely into the mid-60s. So that's just crazy. New York City had a record high yesterday, as we did here, Reagan National, BWI, and Dulles. But New York City went 62 degrees yesterday, and now it's 31 with moderate snow. Crazy.
Yeah, it is just nuts.
So is this a harbinger of a crazy hot summer? Because at our house at the Jersey Shore, we don't have air conditioning, and that's where we live, the other three. So we live without air conditioning.
Sure.
So, and I've kind of, you get used to it. But does this mean I'm going to be absolutely miserable and cranky this summer?
Tough to say. I mean, as you get into seasonal forecasting, it is so difficult to get out and do seasonal outlooks. I'm somebody that tries to be reasonable, so I honestly, for me, you can get trends over maybe a month or maybe a three-month outlook, but as to get into the summertime, you know, based the way we've been over the past few years, there's probably a better percentage that'll be a milder to hotter than average summer than not. The question is does that really materialize? Because a lot of things come into it.
Yeah, I'm sure that the plant life in this area is completely confused, you know, given the fact that the forsythia are already starting to bloom.
Yes.
And then, plant life? What about the meteorologists?
Yeah, I know. The poor meteorologists.
You're killing the plants. I hope you're happy.
About confused.
So just really to recap, although you may see a flake or two of snow, the real thing that's working in our favor right now is the fact that the air temperatures are still up there.
Yeah, two things. That temperatures are above freezing, and also the end of precipitation, as the low is going to develop too far to the east and north to throw any precipitation back over the top of us once the colder air gets here. And, you know, we may actually stay in the 30s this afternoon, as we're not going to see much in a way of warming. So we probably have already reached our high for the day, somewhere in the 50s, I think, just after midnight.
I just have one quick general knowledge question. Sure. What is the difference between sleet and hail? I never know what to call it.
Sleet is really more in a situation where you're in a wintertime situation as we are right now. And then hail is more in thunderstorms. It's something that occurs in thunderstorms.
It's bigger,
different structure. Once again, we don't have time to get into the...
Okay, no, I was just curious.
Now, the difference between sleet and freezing rain is something that's pretty common that people mess up. Sleet has a beat. So if it's those little ice pellets that start bouncing off the ground, that is sleet.
A
lot of people call it freezing rain. Freezing rain is liquid until it touches a surface that is 32 degrees.
Right. And then it freezes. Forms black ice, and we don't like
that. No, we don't have any of that in the forecast.
All right. Good. Thanks a lot, Ray. Okay, really appreciate it.
Yep.
543 on WMAL.
Check out Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's really low rate on their new Life of the Balance Visa card. Go to cofcu.org/radio for details.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
545 now, WMAL traffic and weather. But 2 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Laurel, Maryland, still with the crash on 197. That's Laurel Bowie Road at Merkirk Road, which is just northwest of the BW Parkway. Do watch police direction around the scene there. Over to Germantown, new crash is on Great Seneca Highway at Clopper Road. On 270 out of Frederick and down to Clarksburg, I have a little bit of that stop and go. The volume as the rush hour starts to work into play here. Around the Beltway, though, good. Maryland, Virginia, I'm not seeing much of any problems. No incidents reported. 66, some of that volume forming in Manassas, Centerville. And again, normal delay starting to form on Virginia's 95 in Aquia and heading across the Occoquan. No problems reported on the southeast, southwest freeway. Northwest, D.C., Missouri Avenue at 3rd Street. Still watch for the crash cleanup. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air will get here, eventually rain mixing with and maybe a period of snow briefly before ending. Less than an inch of snow accumulating, most likely on grassy surfaces. Better chance of accumulating snow off to the north. Windy at times and temperatures falling to near 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it is 40 degrees at 547. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Brindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com. It's 547 on WMAL. Wilson and Walter in the house today. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter joining us as our guest host today. And we are we want to talk about the confirmation battles that are going on because there was some significant news here. Mm-hmm. If you're not aware, we will soon have a new attorney general. He was confirmed last night. Jeff Sessions, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, was confirmed on a largely party-line vote last night. One Democrat, a Manchin from West Virginia, did vote for him. And and he will be sworn in, we are told, at some point this morning. So that one is done. The next one up would be Tom Price. By the way, Democrats gave up last night on this overnight talk-a-thon idea.
Well, I can't blame them for giving up. And as we said yesterday, look, if the Republicans were doing this, we would praise them because they're representing their constituents' wishes. That, you know, they're trying to do what their constituents want. So,
well, here's the thing, though. Well, the Democrats continue to drag their feet. Senator Sessions was the eighth Trump cabinet member to be confirmed. At this point in the 2009 cycle, President Obama had 21 of his cabinet members confirmed. And, you know, and it's very clear that Democrats are playing to the base. Last night, when I was watching the Senate floor, because I have no life, as the vote was being taken on Jeff Sessions, and every Democrat save Manchin came in and voted against him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered to myself, what is it like to know this guy and know that he's a really decent dude and he's a good man and an ethical right. man and come in and cast your vote against somebody that you know that well and that you know in your heart is not a bad man
right.
because you're worried about your base. And then I watched after it, there was a sustained round of applause because he was in the chamber. He voted present. He didn't vote for himself. Then Democrats, a couple of Democrats went over and shook his hand. Right. Another Democrat went over and hugged him. What hypocrisy to vote against a man that you then will go shake his hand and hug him.
This is why, A, I can never be a politician, yeah. because I have zero capacity for that. But number two, this is why, and I go back to this so often, we need something in the Constitution that says it can only be, or an amendment to the Constitution that says it can only be reelected X number of times. That's it. Because too many of them in D.C., our career politicians, it's a great gravy train to be on for whatever reason, and they play to what's going to get me reelected, not what's right.
All right, fair enough. Here's the other thing about confirmations you need to know, and this is big news, and actually the Daily Caller pointed this out, and I hadn't thought of it in these terms. 9 Democrats have now said that they are in favor of having an up or down vote on Neil Gorsuch, the president's choice, to become the next Supreme Court member. To replace Antonin Scalia. That's important because yes. that means that they will not stand in the way of an up or down vote. That means that they're going to have 60 votes to move forward.
Yes.
Cloture will be invoked, and at some point it'll go to the floor. And then once you get past the cloture vote, you only need 51 to make Neil Gorsuch the next Supreme Court justice. And that's significant. If 9 Democrats are on record as saying they are in favor of an up or down vote and they don't want to stand in the way of that, it suggests that things look pretty good for Neil Gorsuch. The confirmation hearings haven't happened yet. There's still a lot of things that could go wrong, but if you're expecting that Democrats were going to stand on this hill and fight Gorsuch tooth and nail and not allow a vote to take place on the Senate, they have apparently decided that will not be their strategy.
Well, yeah, there have been a lot of saying that maybe this is a good thing for them to do and save it for down the road for when they really want someone new, they really want to block somebody.
It's time to hear what's going on with El Rush, but what's on his mind this morning, 5:51 on WMAL.
CBS Eyeball News asks a question that must chill their hearts. Could Planned Parenthood survive without federal money? CBS says Planned Parenthood depends on taxpayers for 40% of their operating expenses. They've been living off the feds since 1970. That means living off of you. 6 years later, they started being oppressed when Congress said they couldn't use public money for abortions. And now poor Planned Parenthood's facing their biggest battles yet on many fronts. The cash they get from Obamacare is being threatened, and there are several bills in Congress to strip even more money away from them. CBS lists the services the organization provides, like cancer screenings and contraception, but somehow no mention of a Planned Parenthood service we learned about last year, selling harvested baby parts from their abortions. CBS does admit that Planned Parenthood gets large donations, like the $1 million gift from Facebook bigwig Sheryl Sandberg, but we're told it's not realistic to expect the organization to operate on just donations if taxpayer money dries up. And we're told it's not the job of charities to fund health care. Well, concerned journalists and activists should look at the Constitution. They'll find it's not the job of taxpayers to fund Planned Parenthood either. Which brings us back back to their original question. Could Planned Parenthood survive without federal funds? Maybe, maybe not. Let's find out, shall we? I mean, they said that they want to start women bragging about the abortions they've had. Let's see how much money that can raise.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, question. Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report? Yeah, identity thieves can open new accounts. They can rent or buy properties. They can drain your 401k and even file fake tax returns all in your name. There are all kinds of ways identity theft can happen that go way beyond what you might expect. And that's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. And if there's a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing that somebody is looking out for you. The number to call, 800-440-4833, or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And that'll get you 10% off on your membership. LifeLock, 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, close in around the region, seeing a lot of the wet pavement around the Capitol Beltway, but no incidents reported. We're off to a pretty good start. In Germantown, though, we have a crash. Great Seneca Highway at Clopper Road, 270 volume through Urbana and down to Clarksburg. In Laurel, still with the crash cleanup on 197, Laurel Bowie Road at Merkirk Road. On the George Washington Parkway, we had the stalled car. It has been cleared safely. All lanes open as you approach the 14th Street Bridge each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Best chance of accumulating snowfall to our north, basically from about Martinsburg over toward Westminster, up just north of Baltimore. Less than an inch elsewhere points south, where we will see this rain this morning mix with and change on over eventually to snow, windy and overcast. And a temperature falling to near 40. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 40 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by CitrixGoToMeeting.com.
Thanks for joining the GoToMeeting, everybody. Lou, have the supplies?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, have...
Yep, we sent it to accounting.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least one percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Coming up on WMAL, do you think that hubby or wifey has a bank account or a credit card you don't know about? Well, you would not be alone in that. Some 12 million Americans have secret accounts. We'll talk about that. Also, we'll check in this hour with Janice Dean, the weather machine, to get the very latest on the forecast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.